The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, somebody in the Netherlands stole 3,500 pounds of cheese.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I'm only keeping three for myself, so DM me if you want some cheap Gouda.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's not 3,500 pounds. Somebody in Wisconsin stole 3,500 pounds of cheese. That's a cheesehead story, not a Netherlands story.
Do you like cheese? I like Swiss cheese.
Yes.
The more holes, the better.
I do.
I like Swiss cheese.
But it's
got to have a lot of holes. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Joel Embiid has words for Nick Nurse. Freddie Freeman takes the Braves deep. And Ben Simmons cleared for contact. But we begin today with some noise in the West being made by the former dynasty of Golden State. The Warriors made it two in a row over the Nuggets in their series, this time by 20 points. After winning game one by 16, Steph Curry scored 34 points in 23 minutes off the bench and declared, and I'm quoting here, "I'm bleeping back," unquote. Wilbon, if Curry is bleeping back, are the old Warriors back as well?
No, Tony, not the old Warriors, because, I mean, that's a whole different deal. One of those old Warrior teams won 73 games. Another old Warriors team had Kevin Durant. But, Tony, they don't have to be the old Warriors. They could be this version of the Warriors, which they are, which includes a new face in Jordan Poole. And I mean a potent new face in Jordan Poole. Klay Thompson back, too. And Klay said about 10 days ago, he said, look, my legs after all these games are just getting to the point where I can guard and be the two-way player that I was at one point. Tony, Golden State so far, we're only a couple of games in. The Suns haven't even played their second game yet, and they're still the number one seed with 64 wins under their belts. But the Warriors look like the best team in the postseason so far. Because you got Draymond Green, who, if not all the way back, is closing in on it. And you got this young cast that has replaced the old cast. I know Iguodala's still there, but Livingston isn't. And you got some new faces combining with stars, big all-time stars in the Splash Brothers. And, man, they look great. Yeah. They really do.
Iguodala must be 65 years old if he's a day at this point. I don't want to be throwing damp water on this whole thing, but Denver isn't a very good team. Denver has one player, Nikola Jokic. He had 25 in the first game, and they got blowed out anyway. He got tossed in the second game. They don't have Michael Porter Jr. They don't have Jamal Murray. They're not that good. They're in sixth place for a reason. And I'll say this now about Golden State. And I will consider these older players, those three guys. And you're right about Poole. They got other guys, too. But I'm going to talk about these guys for a second. They are the spine of, a team that not only won 73 games in one year, lost that year in the finals, but won three titles. I know they don't have Durant. But these three guys, there's no sample size this year, Mike, because they have not played one full game together going into the playoffs.
Fair point.
You got Steph Curry, and you got Draymond Green, and you got Klay Thompson. I believe, Mike, they're the three best three players on any team in the league. And I believe they are the most intriguing team in the playoffs. And if they get hot together, they can do just about anything. And you know what, Mike? I'm glad, because I like watching them. And America likes watching them. The highest rated team in the NBA, them and LeBron. And when they go to Poole, the three of them, take Green out, just the three shooters, Poole and Thompson and Curry. In the last two games, 150 points and shooting 51% from three.
It's hard to touch
from
him, three. Tone, yes.
Wow.
It is.
Wow.
I know. But Curry last night, he and Klay took turns. Like it was, 2015 or 16 or 17 or 18 or 19. It looked like that. It's fabulous. They got the sweet Georgia Brown music. And that's when they start playing that way, you just go, oh, my God, let me watch them some more. Let's move to the East, where the Sixers beat the Raptors for a second straight game. Joel Embiid, Tone's favorite, finished with 31 points, shooting 14 free throws, more than Toronto's entire team. Raptors coach Nick Nurse had complained between games that Embiid was getting favorable treatment, and Embiid responded last night saying, he's a great coach. But respectfully, I told him to stop whining about calls. Tony, finally, rarely, are you with Embiid?
No, I'm not with Embiid. I can't get with Embiid because you're all over Embiid. So I'm not anywhere near Embiid. I think you think he's charming, and I think he's yappy. And I think he should win something before he is quite this yappy. And like they used to say about Shaq, he's won everywhere but college and the pros. Yeah. If he wins something, I'm going to shut up. But I'll give you a guy who's won something. Nick Nurse. He has won a title. He knows he's in a series that he can't win here. He's doing the best thing he can to keep games close and give himself a shot. He's trying to work the referees. Embiid had 14 free throws. All of them were deserved. And the entire Toronto team had 12. I would say this. Embiid was great. He was dominant out there. And I think that he would be better served. We'd all be better served if he worried about winning games on his own and let the other guy coach his team. Let the other guy coach, you know? Come on.
Come on. I thought that was just in good spirit. First of all, you mentioned Embiid's my guy. Yeah, Nick Nurse, huh? Fellow Cub fan, Midwesterner, and one of my favorite coaches in any sport. And one of the best coaches in the NBA over the past few years.
Yeah.
Not just the year that he won, that he cashed in. But, Tone, more than one thing can be true. Embiid has been great. He was even great in the first game when he didn't shoot it well.
Yes.
But also, Tone, he's getting the whistle. He's getting the doubt. He's getting the benefit of the doubt of the whistle. Embiid is, and maybe he's deserved it. He should be the MVP in my book. And he's certainly right there if we're splitting hairs with Giannis and Joker. It's okay. And it's clearly good natured. Well, let me ask you this. You said he's yappy. Okay,
I thought it was cute. Mike.
What?
I thought it was cute when he bent down and looked at Nick Nurse and treated Nick Nurse like a little child. I thought that was cute. I did. I would like to like him, but you like him too much. Can I say something about Harden? Because in the first game, I said, if you give me 14 assists and one turnover, I'll roll with you all night.
Yes.
But, Mike, he had 6 assists and 5 turnovers. He shot 3 for 9. Mike, in the next series, that won't get it done.
No, it won't. No, we still agree on Philly. It's just that you and I, that limb is sort of way out there, you know, when you get past Toronto in the next series. We'll see if they do.
It is. Let's go to baseball. And the sweet revenge of Freddie Freeman. Freeman homered off the Braves last night in his first at-bat against his former team. It was also his first home run as a Dodger. He's batting .325, and the Dodgers are 8-2. Freeman's replacement on the Braves, Matt Olson, went 3-for-4 last night. He's batting .452. But the Braves are 5-7. Wilbon, what did you think of the moment? And should Freeman or the Braves be upset at how this is working out?
No, the Braves can't be upset. I mean, they got Matt Olson for, like, not just now, but moving forward. They knew what they were doing when they didn't sign Freddie Freeman. They know it's very, 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 very risky. It still is. They may not ever be able to get back to championship form without him. And Olson may be one of those guys who hits .315 and challenges in all the Triple Crown categories, but still doesn't replace Freeman. But the Braves knew all of that. They had to anticipate some of that. Since all these guys can anticipate every numerical formula in the history of the world, they should have anticipated that. But I thought, okay, this is what Freddie Freeman is going to do. And Freeman had to do this. There just had to be such satisfaction that this team waved goodbye to him, even though he appears to have gone to a better team, Tony. I didn't think it was a moment that was so dramatic that it lives forever. For Freeman, it does. But for the rest of us, we're going to have to see something a little more heightened, right? Like postseason play, if this happened then.
Yeah, it's a first inning home run. It's a lovely touch.
I get crazy.
It goes opposite field to left center. It's a Hollywood moment because it's actually done in Hollywood. I think Freddie Freeman has been very scrupulous about not saying there's any animosity between him and the Braves. But I'm sure, as you said, he feels great about hitting that home run, and he feels great about being on the Dodgers. Matt Olson's a terrific player. Freeman is a terrific player. Let me say this. I watch the NL East a lot because the Washington Nationals are there, and I watch the Braves all the time. And the Braves are a good team, but they're not as good as the Dodgers, Mike, and they haven't been as good as the Dodgers, even though They beat the Dodgers in the playoffs last year, and they've got the World Series win that the Dodgers have as well. Let me give you the last 5 years of wins for these two teams, Mike, because I got some research. Here are the Braves in the last 5 years. 72, 90, 97, 35 in the shortened year in 88. Here are the Dodgers, 104, 92, 106, 43, 106. It's 69 more wins. We're not going to know about this trade for a while because Freeman's got 5 years and Olsen maybe has 10 years. But right now what it looks like is that both teams got what they wanted and Freddie Freeman's on a better team and he makes them even better.
Yeah, all of which we knew the day they made the trade. The day the trade was made. I mean, you know that Freeman, I shouldn't say the trade, but when Freeman lands with the Dodgers, you go, oh, my God, that lineup became, again, another version of the 27 Yankees. And we just saw that 2 years ago and even last year, you mentioned the number of wins. Yeah, this is what we thought. It is. Confirmation, Holmes.
Dodgers and Astros, they got all the wins. Let's take a break.
Yes.
Coming up, which one seed is more overlooked right now, your Suns? Or the Miami Heat.
And the Luka-less Mavericks beat the Jazz in game two. So who has the advantage in that series now?
So I want to like Embiid, but you love him too much. You have pushed me away from Embiid.
He's funny.
That's life.
He's timely. He doesn't take him. He's not wrapped up in himself like your boy up in Brooklyn.
Oh, he's wrapped up in himself. Well, he's wrapped up in himself, but he's
happy. He's with a wink.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, flips on the old Commodore computer, begins Googling his middle school crushes like Jadie Weisberg. What's first?
Toss-up. They both play tonight. More overlooked one seed, the Heat or the Suns?
Oh, this isn't even close. It's the Miami Heat because nobody actually knows they're the number one seed. Most people think either Philadelphia or Milwaukee is the number one seed. Some people think Boston is the number one seed. And if you watch this show and listen to Wilbon and he talks about Vegas, you'll think Brooklyn is the number one seed at this point. They are the most overlooked and disrespected one seed maybe ever, Miami. People have already forgotten that 2 years ago they were in the finals in the NBA. I mean, I guess it's because they don't have a superstar, but I will say this. If they eliminate Atlanta, and I think they'll eliminate Atlanta, they won the first game by either 22 or 24 points. They'll have taken out a team that was in the conference finals last year, and then they'll get Philadelphia, and people will simply talk about Philadelphia. Miami is ignored.
So neither one of them's ignored because they're the finalists in the case of the Suns and the finalists once removed in the case of the Heat. So neither one is ignored, but your point is right on the money about the East. You can't separate Miami, Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, and even Brooklyn in terms of not the seeding, but the team. The star power, the talent, the ability to win. You can't separate those five teams in the East. And look, I said early in the season, and I'm looking pretty good, Milwaukee versus Miami in the conference final. So I didn't overlook them. And obviously, I haven't overlooked Phoenix. See what's in back of me? Oh, wait, it's Phoenix. not going to be overlooked out here, overlooked on I-95 and points along, not on 10 and 17. So, no, people know how good both these teams are. You're right about the superstar situation, but Miami's got the ensemble. It is still the face of that franchise could still be, I know you'd argue this, Pat Riley, and maybe even Pat Coach Riley. Spo, and then you get to Jimmy Butler. But you know, people know how good both those teams are right now.
Next.
Toss up, who has the edge in their series now, the Jazz or the Mavs?
So it is very tempting to say Dallas because they won last night and they didn't go 0-2 without Doncic. They got, I think, 41 points from Brunson. It's a career high. Nobody saw that coming. Utah looked bad. Mike Conley Jr. had no points, Mike. 22 minutes, no points. Was 0-for-7 from the floor. You know, but we don't know when Doncic is coming back. And we do know this. We know that Dallas doesn't win in Utah. They were 0-2 in Utah this year. They were 0-2 in Utah last year. We always like to say that the series doesn't start until the home team loses. Well, the home team lost. They lost game one. So Utah can now win this series just by holding serve at home. I believe Dallas will win the series. But, Mike, the edge right now is Utah.
The edge right now is Dallas, Tone. Because Doncic is going to come back. He's just determined. He's out there shooting when he can barely walk, like the last 3 days. He's out there on the court, can't even move. He's going to come back. And if he comes back in game four, the series is definitely goes to Dallas in terms of advantage. Let me just talk about Jalen Brunson for a second. Jalen Brunson, who could dominate games, is completely and utterly self-made. A Chicago kid. Both, by the way, both you mentioned Mike Conley. Both their dads have ties to Chicago. Mike Conley grew up on the South Side when I did. But Mike Conley, he and Utah Tone, they look done. Something ain't right. They just look like they're past the expiration date. But Jalen Brunson, who went to Villanova and had a fabulous career, he is self-made. No one really thought he could dominate or at least run NBA games and be a player who in the playoffs could just run a team and run another team off the floor. Jalen Brunson, all you guys out there who think you need to be, you know, who used to say hamburger All-Americans? He used to say that, Tone. Was that an Al McGuire line? Yeah, Jalen Brunson made himself from nothing to a terrific NBA player, and he's one of the reasons the Dallas Mavericks have the advantage in this series, and I believe will win this series as well.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Nets clear Ben Simmons for contact. When should the Nets work him in?
Next year. How about that? How about November? And will the T-Wolves win again in Memphis tonight? Those are teases. Those are good teases.
So Brunson is from Chicago. So everybody is from Chicago.
Rick, his
now
dad played for the Bulls. Yeah. His dad played and coached for the Bulls. And he grew up.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 41st birthday, Troy Polamalu. The Hall of Fame safety for the Steelers played his entire 12-year NFL career in Pittsburgh. He was a 16th overall pick out of USC in 2003. Polamalu was Defensive Player of the Year in 2010, first-team All-Pro four times, and an eight-time Pro Bowler. He was on two Steelers Super Bowl champions. Polamalu was known around the league as a physical big hitter, but his trademark wasn't any particular hit. Polamalu's trademark was his long, curly hair. He has oceans of hair. His hair is such a big deal that Procter & Gamble insured it with Lloyd's of London for $1 million when Polamalu began doing commercials for them. Polamalu is long out of the league, but still doing shampoo commercials. He's in one now with Patrick Mahomes. It's the hair, money. It's the hair. Wilbon, we have made a colossal economic mistake by not having any hair.
No, 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 no. I wouldn't go back to having hair if God appeared out of the sky and said you could have hair. I say no, but it worked for Polamalu. And Tone, the league, while it has to acknowledge that Polamalu was a big star, they don't want Troy Polamalu. They don't want anybody who hits one of their precious little golden boy quarterbacks. I'm with Polamalu. I love him. But the NFL doesn't want anyone like him in the league anymore, and that's sad.
Happy anniversary, Blake Griffin. On this day 8 years ago, while with the Clippers, Griffin responded to fouling out of a close loss to the Warriors by casually tossing a cup of water onto what seemed to be the only Golden State fan in Staples Center. To Griffin's credit, he actually made it seem like he wasn't trying to dump the water on that particular fellow. This was when Griffin was a star. That season, he averaged 24 points and 10 rebounds. 4 years before that, Griffin was Rookie of the Year. What happened to Griffin? He was the number one overall pick out of Oklahoma. He was a six-time All-Star. He jumped over cars and dunked. Griffin went from the Clippers to Detroit, where he began to fade. Now Griffin is on the Nets. He's disappeared. He averages 6 points and four rebounds for Brooklyn. He hasn't scored in double figures since February 10th. He's a ghost.
Tone, he's 33 and knees. I mean, come on. You've been around the NBA for a long time. You know a lot of great talents get undermined eventually by knees. And by the way, while Blake Griffin wasn't always the most popular fellow, even with his peers, I always have enjoyed listening and talking with, being engaged by Blake Griffin, who's a smart, funny guy. And yes, for a while, Tone, he was as must-see as anyone. Yeah, you lose it over time when your knees betray you, but come on now, don't be tough on him.
Happy trails, Jake Arrieta. The former Cy Young winner is retiring after 12 years in the majors. Arrieta told Barstool Sports, quote, "I'm done. At some point, the uniform goes to somebody else and it's just my time," unquote. Arrieta began his major league career in Baltimore, but found fame and fortune with the Cubs. He was a premier pitcher there for five seasons, winning 69 games and the Cy in 2015 when he was 22-6 with a 1.77 ERA. Arrieta helped the Cubs win the 2016 World Series, going 2-0 with a 2.38 ERA against Cleveland. From there, Arrieta went to the Phillies where he was often injured. Arrieta was 115-93 in his career, 3.98 ERA. Baseball guy Ryan Spader tells us how dominant Arrieta was in a one-year stretch between June 2015 and May 2016. Arrieta went 24-1 with a 0.99 ERA and two no-hitters. His only loss came when the Cubs were no-hit by Cole Hamels.
Whew. You ask me who the greatest Cub pitcher is, Tony, I'm going to tell you Ferguson Jenkins. But that stretch that Arrieta had, and then he went on to, as you mentioned, star in a World Series. I mean, it's hard to put anybody in the modern pitching Mount Rushmore to start with the Cubs with Jake Arrieta.
Quick to the big finish. Ben Simmons,
let's do it.
For contact. Played some 4-on-4 yesterday. Big deal?
No. It's a 5-on-5 sport, and no, he's not, can't just walk in and stop. Duke big man Mark Williams announced he's entering the NBA draft. You like him, don't you, Tom?
I do. I think he's a traditional center. I like him. Marcus Smart of the Celtics became the first guard to win Defensive Player of the Year since Gary Payton in 96. Makes sense?
I voted for Mikal Bridges, but best defensive player on the best defensive team? Yeah, it makes sense. The Capitals snapped the Avalanche's 9-game winning streak. Your thoughts?
Getting hot at the right time, and Ovechkin has 48 goals. Last one, Timberwolves at Grizzlies, game two tonight. Who you got?
Memphis, big.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Shout out to our friend Brian Gumbel, 300th edition of Real Sports tonight.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, your SportsCenter.